तरजम महायले अकारने। Translation: Topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, the ear is no better than the hole of a damaged conscience. Such an ear is created for no purpose. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes the following verses from Srimad Bhagavatam 2:3:17-24. Ayurharati vaipumsam udhyannastam chayannasau tasyate yakshanonita uttamashloka vartaya talavakim na jivanti Vastrakim nash shvasantyuta nakandan nakadanti namehanti kim grame pashavo pare shvavid barahostra karai samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna pato peto jatunama gadagrajaha Bile batoru krama vikramanye nashrimbata karnapute narasya jivasati darduri kevasuta nachopagayati aru urugaya gataha bharaparam patta kirita justam api uttamangam nanamin mukundam Sabau karau no kurute sapariam harer lasat kanchana kankana va barahayite te nayane naranam lingani vishnurna nirikshato ye padaundinam tau druma jamma vajau chitrani nanu brajato haririyau Jivanchavo bhagavatangri renum najatu martyo bilavetayastu Shri Vishnupadya manujastu lasya shvasanchavo yastu navedo gandam tat ashmasaram ridayam batedam jadgriyamanair harinamadeyai navikriyetata yadavikaro Netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. Do the tree don't leave? Do the bells don't of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beasts not eat and discharge semen? Men are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praises those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord shall be considered to possess ears like the horns of snakes and a tongue like that of a frog. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead, Hari. The eyes which do not look at the symbolic representation of the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, his forms, names, qualities, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of a peacock, and the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like tree trunks. The person who has not at any time received upon his head the dust from the feet of a pure devotee of the Lord is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the flavor of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. Certainly, that heart is still framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change and feel ecstasy, at which time tears fill the eyes and the hairs stand on end. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. So Lord Chaitanya, feeling separation from Krishna, he is speaking about the how useless is the body and the senses if they are not used in Krishna's service. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, different verses explaining all this truth, that human life is meant to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it's a useless waste of time. What is that verse about the Varnashram Dharma and topics about Krishna? Ends with Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. How is the first line? Dharma Swanustita Pumsam Bishbakshena Kathasuya Notpadaya Diratim Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. That whatever occupation one may have in life, within the Varnashram system or outside of it, if that engagement doesn't bring out attachment to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, then everything is a waste of time, useless waste of time. So any activities we may perform in our daily life should have the aim to develop in us attraction to hear about Krishna. That's the proof that our engagement is giving us some real fruit in life. I mean, nobody works unless there is some profit, isn't it? Even materially or spiritually. Materialistic people, they work hard to get the money, because through the money they get the sense gratification to enjoy this material world. And Krishna created this world with that purpose, to fulfill the desires of the conditioned living entities to enjoy separately from him. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, did Krishna create this world so we can enjoy separately from him? Prabhupada said, yes. So, the devotee said, he is not fulfilling that because we are suffering like anything in this world. And the Prabhupada laughed, he said, well, Krishna is not giving any guarantee that you will be happy in the material. You may try your best, but there is no guarantee. And anyway, Krishna declared boldly in Bhagavad Gita, Dukkalayam Ashvashvatam, there's a temporary place full of misery. So, why to waste time, try to be happy in a miserable and temporary place? It's only out of ignorance, out of illusion, that we try to be happy in such a place. We can be happy even in the material world if we are Krishna conscious. If we are always hearing, remembering, chanting, engaging in the loving service of the Lord, then we can be happy in any condition, anywhere. So, the whole idea of human life is somehow or other we should become Krishna conscious and feel Krishna's separation, following the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He's teaching us how to develop this feeling of separation from the Lord, this eagerness to serve the Lord, to love the Lord. This is very, very important. And we have to develop at least the desire to get this, to make spiritual advancement in life. You know? This morning we got the shocking news about our dear God brother Raindra Prabhu leaving his body in Vrindavan in an accident. But everything is controlled by the Lord. The life and death of a devotee is in the hands of the Lord. So even accidentally to die in such a holy place as Vrindavan, in such a state of consciousness as he was, worshipping his Lord, he dedicated all his life to chant the holy name and encourage others to chant, and he gave so many nice, beautiful melodies to all devotees all over the world to chant. So his life is glorious. It's the great loss for our movement, definitely. But it's a great gain for him to die in this state of life, you know, renounced and devoted to the Lord, service of the Lord, to chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, reasons ill those who think that Vaishnava die. They die to live, and while living they spread the holy name around. So devotees die to live for Krishna, to serve Krishna. They will continue with their service wherever the Lord wants to place them, at his feet, in the spiritual world or in the material world, the service will continue. So if the Vaishnavas die to live, while living they spread the holy name around. So how is that? If they die to live and while living, means to be alive means to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, like these verses we are just read, although breathing, you know, we are a dead body. If we are not using our senses, our mind, our body to the service of the Lord, we are like, you know, like zombies, walking dead, you know. Look alive, but it's dead. No consciousness. In the same way, a person who is not Krishna conscious, who doesn't know the purpose of human life, is just like walking dead, breathing and eating and sleeping and having sex life, everything, but with not real purpose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, my life is like an insect. Without Krishna, it's useless, it's very, very insignificant. Some kind of insects, they are born during the night time. They mate and they reproduce during the night time, and they die during night time. So they never see the sunshine. So for them there is no such thing as a sun. In the same way, materialistic people who don't know the ultimate goal of life are like that, wasting the human form of life, which is unfortunate, actually. We should try to feel compassion and try to help them as much as possible to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. So topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, the ear is no better than the hole of a damaged conscience. Such an ear is created for no purpose. There is no purpose. When Krishna played his pastimes in Vrindavan, when he played the flute, and when that nectar enters the Brajavasi's ears, the moving living entities, like the human beings and animals, they become stunned. They couldn't move. the gopis were cooking, oh, everything got burned, and children crying, you know. And the calves, they were drinking their mother's milk, they stopped drinking, and drops of milk dropped from their mouth, and they were trying to catch with their ears the nectar of Krishna's flute. And no moving living entity like trees and rocks, they start to tremble. Trees and the swans who were swimming in the crystal clear like lake full of lotuses, they will close their eyes and they will enter into samadhi. So topics about Krishna are like that, are because Krishna's Ananda Mayobhya Sat, according to the Vedanta Sutra, is the origin of all Ananda, of all bliss. And we living entities, being part and parcel of Krishna, we also need to feel pleasure, to feel happiness. That's our birthright. We are born from the nectar. But forgetting our true spiritual nature, we try to find happiness in touch with the material energy, try to enjoy it, to exploit it. And we feel afterward frustrated and void of any real happiness because we are trying to do something which is against our true nature, which is spiritual and eternal. So the solution to all our problems is to increase our Krishna consciousness, to increase our chanting and hearing and remembering about Krishna. That will solve all our problems. Once a devotee told me, actually I have no problem. Well, to be honest, I have only two problems. My mind and body. But besides that, I have no other problem. And that's true. I mean, when Srila Prabhupada visited our temple in Venezuela back in 75, some theosophical society, they came to see him, have a conversation. And one man asked him, why we are suffering? And Prabhupada's answer was, well, because we have a material body. Which is under the laws of nature. Jamma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha nudarshanam. Advanced person always see the truth that this world, this life is mean. Birth, death, old age and disease. But if you get a spiritual body, Prabhupada said, then no more suffering. You would have an eternal life full of bliss, full of knowledge. Now life is full of ignorance, it's temporary and full of suffering. But if you make your program to get a spiritual body next life, then all your problems are solved. Undoubtedly. So the last verse, tat ashmasaram hridayam batedam, is about the holy name. Certainly that heart is a steel frame which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration does not change and feel ecstasy, at which time tears will fill the eyes and the hair stand on end. So if we don't feel those things, means we are not chanting with full concentration. Because if one chant with full concentration, avoiding offenses, naturally those symptoms will be there in due time. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj once said, do not try to artificially meditate on the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Rather try to chant the holy name avoiding offenses, and in due time the holy name will reveal everything. Nam Rupa Guna Lila. The form, the qualities, the pastimes of Krishna, everything will be revealed on time. We just have to continue chanting with full concentration and avoiding the offenses. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the most common offense devotees commit at the holy name is to chant without attention, with distraction, and this is very common. But we have to practice to bring back the mind every time we notice that the mind is wandering some other things, and to bring it to here so our mind will become purified. Then will mind become a friend, will help us in our Krishna consciousness. Now is an enemy, it's trying to deviate us from our goal of life. So we should desire that. When, like Lord Chaitanya said, what is that verse? That Lord Chaitanya is hankering, when will be the day when I chant my name, tears will. Nayanam galada ashrudaraya madanam gadgadarudaya gira pulakar nichtam bapukalatamadama gane bhavishyati. When I chant in the holy name, my tears will be filled with tears of love. Huh? The hairs of my body stand on end. When will be that day? So we should desire this. The more we develop spiritual desires, the more our material desire will diminish. I remember back in 1993, went to Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, 7 days walking all the holy places, barefoot. And we had kirtans like 3-4 hours non-stop, kirtan 5 hours, And all the devotees were in ecstasy, rolling on the ground, and and one devotee said, "Maharaj, I feel like my material desires are disappearing." And one devotee told him, "Don't worry, they will come back." We may forget for the time being while we are experiencing this thing. So we should hanker to be more absorbed in Krishna. Like that. And while doing all different activities, the goal of those activities should be that, at the end of the day, I will have time to read and chant and hear about Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
It would seem if you actually concentrated, sometimes people question the way the translation of that last verse. Netra jalam gatraheshu harsha, that if your hairs are standing already on end, then how could you not be concentrating? Or it says, in spite of chanting in concentration, there was a question last year here, whether that translation was grammatically correct, or some mistake might have been made, because in spite of chanting with concentration, what does it say?
The translation here said, certainly that heart is still framed, which is, in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change and feel ecstasy, at which time this would fill the eye and the hairs stand on end. That means that it is, so to speak, strange not to feel those things if you are chanting with concentration. At the same time, even chanting with concentration, those things may not come if we are committing offenses. So
I had a take on that, depending on where you put the comma, is that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda,
yes,
we are chanting in ecstasy, but still, even as you pointed out, my material desires are gone. but then don't worry, they'll come back. So that in spite of Lord Chaitanya's giving this, a grace period on ecstasy, right in the very beginning, you experience ecstasy in chanting, even though the heart hasn't changed, but now that he's giving you this free, you're unqualified, for sure, most of us anyway, are unqualified to feel such pleasure in kirtans, but in spite of feeling such incredible ecstasy so regularly, we still go and maintain a material desire. We still have some problems with our hearts. So that heart, even though experiencing such ecstasy, it's not changing, it means that heart is very steel framed.
Yeah, that of course, because we still have material attachments. But if we develop the desire to get purified, the problem is not to have material desires, because everybody has material desires. The problem is if we want to get rid of them, you know? And get, like, remember the second verse of the Shishastaka, Lord Chaitanya says there, how is start the verse, remind me? Nam nam akari bahodani jasarva shaktis tatrarpitani yamitas marina kalai. That you invested all your powers on the holy name, but I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction. Due to my offenses, I have no attraction for the holy name. So the lack of attraction is due to our offenses.
I was just thinking of another incident that's come up a couple times in the Bhagavatam, is we see devotees that are in Bhava, Jadvarat.
Yes.
Maharaj Bharat.
Yes.
He was experiencing ecstasies in Bhava. One of the translations of Bhava is ecstatic, but it's not prema. There's still a chance. So sometimes that mood could be there, that even when it's experiencing ecstasy, my heart is not.
That means, actually, Jadavarata pastime is to teach us to be, you know, on guard, to be very careful. Because actually, the Lord used him to teach us a lesson. He's not an ordinary living entity. He didn't fail in Maya, actually. He was used as an instrument to teach us something. Like the same way Arjuna was put in illusion. So Bhagavad Gita would be given to us. So in the same way, Bharat Maharaj, he was born later as Jadavarata, but as Bharat Maharaj, he became attached to deer just to teach us how material attachments are so dangerous, even for somebody who's advanced. Although by the grace of the Lord, he didn't forget his devotional service. Even in the deer body, he was Krishna conscious. So, just to prove that his words in Bhagavad Gita, Jam Jam Bapismaram Bhavam Tejatyantin, according to our state of mind at the time of death, that will determine our next life. So to prove that to be true, even a great devotee like Bharat Maharaj, he has to take a deer body, because you are thinking. But I read in a purport, I think in the 10th canto, where Prabhupada said that somebody who served the Lord, you know, all his life, even at the time of death, for some reason he forget, Krishna will not forget, and he will appear in the mind of that devotee to remind him of him. Anybody remember such a statement by Prabhupada?
I shall also Vaivar Anilam Amritamate Idam Basmantan Mankritos Marakatang, so please remember me. It's in that purport too, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Somewhere else also.
I think so, yeah. Also in the Bhagavatam, there is such quote too.
Thank you for the nice lecture, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So, there's a morning well conversation in Vrindavan, Prabhupada. And I think Vishnu Yan Swami asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, our Siddha Deha, or Siddha Pranali, and Prabhupada said, stop. You know, they were walking, Prabhupada stopped walking. Mm. It's the first you chant the Maha Mantra without offenses, and then you worry about your Siddha Deha, Siddha Pranali. That will come automatically.
Yes.
Like what you say.
Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, who can remember his spiritual body? He said, when the devotee arrive at the stage of asakti comes after anartha, nivritti, nishta, and ruchi, comes asakti, means attachment, full attachment for Krishna and Krishna's service. Only at that stage a glimpse of the siddha deha may come, not before. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if a devotee tried to meditate on his siddha deha before that, he only would get bewildered.
Sahajiya tendency.
Yeah, we become bewildered. So, very clear instruction about that too is there. Any last question? All right. Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur.